This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. With more doctors unwilling to do abortions, the state of Maine, with its many remote areas, is now putting nurses to work doing abortions. Governor Mills calls them qualified providers, while studies show non-physician abortions carry twice the risk. And critics say a new Vermont bill is all about protecting the abortion industry while embracing abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy in a new bill signed Monday. Pinterest finally found a way to block pro-life content from leading pro-life website Live Action. A whistleblower inside Pinterest informed CEO Lila Rose that her content is being called medically inaccurate, hardly the case, and was added to Pinterest's pornography reject list. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. A rich and famous abortionist is using catchy slogans to sell abortion safety and imply great peril from pregnancy. Yet pregnancy, says one famous baby doctor, is about as risky as being in a car. Ingrid Scope, an OBGYN for nearly 30 years, is quick to list reasons to not trust abortion stats from the abortion industry. She says smokers once believed tobacco companies' denial of cancer risk, and abortion profits from its easy access skyrocket. The same way tobacco company profits soared for decades during the baby boom. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.